Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Happy New Year, all you beautiful people out there. I'm Bishop Randy Dean. I'm delighted to be back with you again for this episode of the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. All lesser values for me, they devolve into BS. That which is bait and switch or worse. So I want you to know that I'm alive to love. I want you to know that when you come here to this broadcast, you're going to listen and hear the experience of a pastor of nearly 50 years. I'm going to quit saying nearly. I'm going to say the better part of 50, because I'm coming up on 50 in the next year or so. So 50 years, how about that? I've been at this for 50 years, half a century, and I know a little bit about counseling folks. I know a little bit about what it means to sit with people in a pastor's office and to share my thoughts, to hear their pains, to hear their miseries, their brokenness, their where they're fractured on the inside, and to offer my best advice, my best reach for helping them to move forward. Now, for this particular broadcast, what a great treasure and privilege it is for me to say Happy New Year. Welcome to the very first Saturday and Sunday of 2022. That's when this is being broadcast. Of course, you can listen to it in the archive of WPCA Radio's website. But right now, if you're listening live, hey, you made it to 2022. We made it. We came sliding in the home. The umpire said safe. And here we are. We got to knock the dust off of our knees and our behind, back, get back up on our feet after 2021 and say, I made it safe to home. Now let's start a new year. Today I have some thoughts for you about my New Year's resolution, singular. I want to share with you a singular resolution. If you're paying attention to what this broadcast is about, I bet you can almost guess. I fancied it up a little bit, put a little bit of dressing around it, but you can guess where I'm going to go with my resolution. But I'm not going to give you that quite yet. I want to tell you what my resolution has been now for, oh my goodness, I believe it's been 6, 7, maybe 8, 9 years. Oh, longer than that. I just saw it in my journal. I started this in 2011. Wow. All right, there you have it. So you're a witness to history right here. It was over 10 years ago I started this resolution, this four-point resolution, all right? So this is what I've been hanging on to for the past decade. Number one, to be an outrageous encourager. Number two, to be a courageous giver. Number three, to be a radical lover. Number four, to be the happiest person I know. I've renewed those four resolutions for the past decade, and I want you to know that on some level or another, they're still with me, and in fact, I'm going to make them a part of my A, B, C, and D under my main resolution that I'm making now for 2022. I'm changing it for the first time in a decade to a singular resolution. Drum roll, please. Here we come. Coming up. I resolve to daily deepen my love quotient in 2022. Here it is again. I resolve to daily deepen my love quotient in 2022. I know you've all heard of IQ, the intelligence quotient. It is the equivalency test that is given so that we can find some equivalent measure of our intelligence. I took one back in high school or college. I forget what it was. You know, if I was going to guess, sorry about that. My microphone kicked out on me. If I was going to guess, I would say it was about 120, but I could be wrong. And maybe you're out there saying, oh my goodness, how low is that? Or maybe you're saying, oh wow, that's pretty high. I don't know. I really don't know about my IQ, whether it's high or low or moderate. But what I do know about the IQ is that it's a measure, some kind of ability that we have to put a number on what our intelligence may or may not be. I don't know if anybody else has ever come up with the love quotient, but I want to start it right here. How about an LQ, your love quotient? What is our love quotient? I should probably make that a part of a measuring stick in my book that's being written about love. How is your love quotient? How do we measure a quotient of love? I think we talk about things that we've discussed here. As I said to you, you're in a pastor study. Pull up and get comfortable, get a cup of coffee. And let me tell you, as a pastor in my counseling session here, that all of us have been deprived of love on some level, somewhere, all through our lives. Love has been robbed from us. Love has been lost from us. Love has been cheated away from us. Every one of us has experienced some love failures in and around our life. So in measuring our love quotient, we'd have to take into an account when and how, when were you rejected and how often have you been rejected in your love? For some of us, it's a ton. It's a whole train load of that kind of rejection. For others, maybe not so much. But there are other measures that I don't want to spend too much time on here. But I do think it's just important to take into account that we have all been deprived of love along the way. And that factors into our love quotient. Now, let me hasten to say, any amount of love that's been robbed from us, I want you to know you don't have to live there. It's only a matter of simply recognizing that you've got some growing to do. You've got some, as I said, to daily deepen your love quotient in 2022, to daily deepen it. If it's been driven deep into the ground, now you got to pull it up out of the ground, or maybe it's just your love has been shallow because of all the pain and rejection. That's understandable, and it is also a common human experience. I've said here before, when I have people tell me when they've had a broken heart over a romantic relationship, I've had people say, I'll never love again. And I am always quick to urge them to stay away from that kind of commitment, because you are alive to love. Every human being needs, craves, desires, is yearning for love. And to say, I'll never love again is it's worse than an uphill climb. You put yourself in a perilous place of robbing the future, your quality future of life. Don't do it. Daily deepen your commitment to a love quotient. Daily deepening your love quotient in 2022 means you're going to love again. So understanding that our love quotient has been robbed, understanding that some of us have been benefited in our love quotient. We had great parents. We had great grandparents. We had wonderful families. We had amazing friends. Whatever those lists might be, over the years, we've all had our love quotient added to by wonderful people along the way. And it's important, I think, to multiply those pluses in terms of gratitude, recognizing, oh my goodness, that was such a sweet thing for that person to do for me. Oh my goodness, that was such a beautiful act of love. To refresh those things, to call them into your mind, to say to yourself, hey, Randy, remember. Well, I put in your name, don't say, hey, Randy. Well, you could say, hey, Randy, but if you're not Randy, you're not talking to yourself. I'm talking to me right now. Calling up in your mind the good times of love, those moments of love that were so, so valuable to your love quotient, and thereby recognizing where you've been deprived, recognizing where it's been contributed to you, giving yourself the opportunity to assimilate that into a quotient of how your love is functioning in this day. Then moving forward in life, recognizing that I can live by the choices I make. We're all the accumulation of our choices. We're all the amalgamation of every choice we make. And I hear you. I hear you when you say, I've had some terrible, nightmarish things happen to me. I can relate. I understand. But having said that, let's assume there's been a horrible abuse in your life and you're trying to manage your love forward. Please hear me say that you can manage yourself forward by incrementally choosing your way forward. If the pain is great, then it's all more incumbent for us to make small choices along the way, baby steps if necessary, giant steps where we can, but to recognize that everything is a matter of our choice. Sometimes the matter of choice is just to say, I'm calling for a counselor. I'm going to go sit with a professional counselor, somebody with a license in marriage and family therapy or childhood therapy or whatever else it may be, a psychologist, somebody that can give you the quality of their time to listen to your story, to validate your story, and to help you understand how to choose your way forward out of your story. And hear me when I say, I mean it, that all of our stories hold abuses. All of our stories hold great pluses. All of our stories have disadvantages. All of our stories have some advantage. But every one of us are being invited to choose our way forward in our love quotient day by day. My one resolution for 2022 is to daily deepen my love quotient, to daily deepen what my love looks like in this new year, which will then take care of my four resolutions that I mentioned to you earlier. I'm going to be an outrageous encourager, a courageous giver, a radical lover, and the happiest person I know. That's the A, B, C, and D under my one resolution. I resolve to daily deepen my love quotient in 2022. That'll make me an encourager. That'll make me a giver. That'll make me a radical lover. And it'll make me the happiest person I know. That's how I intend to choose my way going into the new year. Now, under the concept of choosing your way forward, I would urge you to practice gratitude, to say thank you to somebody every day, to say thank you, even if it is to say it inside your own heart, to say thank you. Maybe you've got a loved one who has long left this world, long left this life, and you can see how they contributed to you. Just say thank you. I believe they hear you. I do believe they hear you. I do understand that they're no longer in this life, and their presence is achingly, very, very darkly, perhaps, aware to you. But say thank you, nevertheless, because they can hear you. I'm a believer that life doesn't end when we die, that life goes on beyond when we die, and we simply pass. Native American lore says that they simply walked on. That's how I want to leave this world. I just simply want to walk on. Doesn't mean, in fact, I want to correct myself. I don't mean I leave this world entirely. I'm still going to be walking this world some form or another. And I'm going to walk on, baby. I'm going to walk on. I'm going to walk around this world in a different form, in a different dimension. A lot of folks say, well, when people die, they finally go home. You know, I'll let you have that. I'm not going to try to argue you out of that. I'm going to tell you what I feel. I feel I am home. I am home in this body. I am at home in this world. I am at home with my wife. I'm at home with my little dog. I'm at home with my children. I'm at home with my grandchildren. I'm at home with those things that I love and love me back. I'm at home right now. And when I die and I walk on, I'll be at home as long as I recognize that I can walk with them and watch them and talk with them in a loving way, and they can talk to me. All of that is to say thank you, even to somebody who's walked on from this life. Say thank you. They will hear you, knowing that they contributed to make your life a better life. You see, I don't think gratitude's going to come looking for you. See, I don't believe that there's a gratitude cloud out there that's just going to rain gratitude down on your head and give you a washing. No, gratitude won't come looking for you. You and I have to get up and go find our gratitude. We alone are responsible for how good or how bad we feel. Now, I want you to hear me when I say, if you have clinical depression or bipolar depression or other issues, mental health issues, you and I both can just sit back and say, yes, that is mine, and I don't have to pretend it doesn't exist. However, when I'm battling mental health issues, to the degree I can, I must make choices forward for help. I've got to dial that number for a professional. I've got to call my pastor. You can listen to the No BS Bishop, I'm Alive to Love. Do something. Make a choice for your better mental health. That's what I'm saying. Even when we have mental health challenges and we're beaten and bloody emotionally, we still have to make choices. I think of stories of survivors, physical survivors, that just curl my hair when I think about, oh gosh, that had to hurt. That was terrible. It was frightening. But when people are in dire conditions and they're alone in the wilderness or in a cold spot, or, oh boy, a story I heard years ago about a man who had a boulder fall into a crevasse that he was climbing and it trapped his arm. He had to start making choices over hours and hours and days while he was all alone. No help was coming. And he ended up amputating his own arm. That's horrible. It's wretched. But it was out of a series of choices he made to survive. And he did survive, and people found him after he got out of there. And yeah, he's written a book. I wish I had brought the notes with me so I could recommend it. But you can Google the idea of a hiker who survived having to amputate his own arm. My point is, as awful, as nightmarish, as, oh my gosh, over the top painful that is, it was the result of choices that he had to make and conversations internally he had to have in the process. And I'm saying to you, our mental health, our psychological health, everything about us relates back to some choices we're going to have to make along the way. And if we can't make them alone, we have to find people to say, that we say to, help me make good choices. In 2022, help me deepen my love quotient every day. That's what I'm saying to you. And I'm also saying here about gratitude. Gratitude is one of the ways that we climb out of all of the pits in life we are. Gratitude for the love that's come our way is not going to come looking for you. You and I have to get up and go find that gratitude and to be responsible for how good or bad we feel. Here's a phrase I want you to learn. Live and love patiently quiet and passionately joyful. Live and love patiently quiet and passionately joyful. That's not an all at once felt one fell swoop action. It's going to take a consistent series of choices. When we are alive to love and we go into a new year and we're looking for ways to improve our life, it's a simple matter of being people who we're accountable to our friends, we're accountable to our family, we're accountable to somebody, people we trust. And we say to them, in my resolution, this is what I resolve in the new year. I think far too many of us think resolutions are old-fashioned or out of date, and maybe the way we've been making them is old-fashioned or out of date. But I do also believe it's a wonderful opportunity at the start of a new year. It's a great opportunity to stop. And as we'll do at the end of this broadcast, take a deep breath, ask yourself some hard questions, and then resolve in the new year, this is where I want to go. I know more than you may think I know how hard it is to get out of certain corners. I know what it is to feel cornered like a little animal. And I also know when you feel cornered, you'll lash out. I've done it, and I've regretted it every time. When I'm cornered like a helpless little kitten and I feel like I've got to scratch my way out of that corner, I know I'll get out of that corner, but now I know I got to make some repairs with people that I latched onto and bit them and scratched them and fought my way out. I understand that. And I know it's their fault for cornering me. And I can tell myself, well, you know, that was their fault. They were asking for a little cat scratch. They were asking for me to meow real loud and hard and to come out fighting. But I also know that I'm responsible for my actions, whatever may have caused my actions. And I want to be as responsible as I can be without being codependent. I want to be able to say to somebody, if I'm a cornered little kitten in a room and somebody's coming after me and they corner me, I want to be able to say, after I fight my way out of that corner, I want to say, I need you to understand In my helplessness, I fought back. I want you to understand this is not about you. It's about me. It's about me wanting to survive. It's about me wanting to be able to move on my own conditions, not to be cornered where I don't have choice A or choice B. So I fought my way out, and to the degree that I harmed you, I'm sorry. I want you to understand, though, that in my battle, in my forward motion, I was seeking to survive. Hear that? So when your love has been deprived, when your love has been stolen, when your love has been rejected, when your love has been cheated on, fight forward. And then if you have to make apologies for how you fought, just say, hey, man, I was fighting unfair. I get it. You know, that rock I threw at you. Hey, I'm sorry. I'll make better choices in the future. But I also just want you to know that in my pain, I was fighting out of that corner. Hope that makes sense. I tell people routinely that forgiveness is part of those choices. Forgiveness doesn't mean I forget. That's ridiculous. That's absurd when people say you just have to forgive and forget. That's ridiculous. My brain is not a computer where I can erase certain content. My brain is an organic human function, and my brain is going to retain memories. Now, I believe in forgiveness and remembering. I can remember what you did to me. So if I'm a little kitten in a room again and you come at me after I fought my way out the last time, I may have forgave you the last time, but if you corner me again, I'm going to remember. And I'm going to say, whoa, 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 let's not get in this spot again. And I will run. I will find a way out of that corner before you can get me trapped. But I understand that forgiveness, though, keeps me free to make good choices. Hear that? Forgiveness keeps me in a place where, with the memory of what has happened, I'm going to make wiser choices to fight forward without fighting fiercely and meanly. Meanly? I don't know if that's a word or not. No, I just made it up. In any way mean, I'm going to fight. I'm going to get myself safe. So those are practical notions. Forgive? Yes. Forget? Nah. But remember, when you forgive, remember how to survive in the future. And forgiveness is remembering without a demand for vengeance. Forgiveness is being able to remember you got cornered. But then in that same memory, you're going to say to yourself, I don't demand vengeance. I don't demand that they get their pound of flesh out of what they did for me in the past. I'm simply going to be smarter moving forward. So there you have it. I resolve in 2022 to daily deepen my love quotient. I invite you to join me. You may have other goals, you know, weight loss or exercise. Those are okay. But you know what? Without love, weight loss and exercise and reading or getting a degree, all those things are pretty vain if you don't have love. I don't know. I'm just putting that in front of you. I don't mean to be too harsh with you, but I want to be direct and tell you that love gives meaning to your health. Love gives meaning to your education. Love gives meaning to your job promotion. Love gives meaning to any other resolution you may have. So if you can resolve to love, sure, you can have an A, B, C, and D underneath that, like I told you. But I'm saying that love is the foundation for everything in life. Well, as we come to the close of this first No BS Bishop Alive to Love broadcast for 2022, I'm going to invite you to do two things like we do all the time, and one is to take a deep breath. Remember what I said earlier, that when you've been wrong, take a deep breath, breathe as often as you can in the middle of something that's going wrong, and find a way to think clearly. On the count of three, practice with me how to breathe deep. Pull that air into the very bottom of your lungs, into the basement, up against your diaphragm, about your belt line. Pull your air down there on the count of three. One, two, three. Breathe in. Hold it deep in there and exhale gratitude. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Take 5 minutes every day. Deepening your love quotient every day starts with breathing deep and calming yourself in any given situation. Now, the second one is one of those those practices that I am I'm famous in some ways and infamous for, and that is practicing how to gain eye contact with somebody and look them right in the eye with all full authenticity and vulnerability and intentionality and say the three most charmed and magical words in the human language. I love you. Isn't it? It really is magic. It'll change your life, and it'll hopefully change those who receive it. I am so grateful that you've been here for this project on the No BS Bishop for the past couple of years, and especially for through 2021. Now join me in 2022. Let's resolve daily to deepen our love quotient. Now get out there and do something beautiful, because, oh baby, ugly has been done to death.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.